This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 202. Sometimes it feels like my game is watching me. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Real gaming, tech, gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And I am back from E3.
And I never left to go.
Aw, tear face. But you were, you know, kind of, sort of, holding things down on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.mobi, that's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe. If you want to get every episode in its entirety, full of awesomeness, then you want to make sure that you hit that little subscription button in iTunes so you get every new episode each and every fresh Monday. Taste the freshness.
Now, if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but also be looking out for great shows coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. ESH isn't the only thing that we do. We've got friends. We've got hoes in different area codes. And those hoes, well, they put out some really interesting shows. You've got us on Monday. Then to hold you down on Tuesday is a new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade, co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. Then on Wednesday, Shikablamma, brand new spanking episode of Geek Aggro, co-hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. Then you got all the stuff we write on our websites throughout. Then there's the stuff we do on Twitter and Flickr and YouTube. Oh my. I mean, we're every place. So make sure that you're checking in with us, that you're interacting with us. And, you know, that way you'll be down with the cool kids. You want to be cool, don't you?
Well, yes. I want to be cool.
All right, then hang with the cool kids. And then, boom, by osmosis, you're cool.
Hmm.
Or association.
I like the theory of coolness by osmosis.
Coolness by osmosis. It's not a theory. It's real. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's real.
Hmm.
We're real, too. We got a bunch of real stuff to talk about. Because even though you weren't at E3, I know you were watching.
Bitterly laying across my bed with a giant Bombay Sapphire Tom Collins every night. Crying myself to sleep, cursing at the fact that I was staring at a computer all day and could not look at what was going on. Yeah, I would say I was watching.
So you're
not to mention my Twitter was blowing up every millisecond with something going on. And I was like, I did not want to look Twitter because you're being an asshole because it's hurting my feelings that
Twitter
I cannot.
Twitter was just trying to help you.
Well, Twitter didn't help.
Well, Twitter didn't know that.
Twitter just thought it was telling you what was going on. And Twitter was talking about an ass-kicking contest. And my ass-kicking leg was the one that had been amputated in the war. It was bittersweet.
That is
exactly.
Crazy.
Put that in your cerebellum.
I don't really want to. I've got way too much that's already rolling around in there. I haven't even detoxed from all the stuff that was going on. What were a couple of big things that stood out for you? We'll start there. As a person observing E3 through other people's accounts.
Don't be sad.
Come on. You know you were excited about something.
Like, this looked like the E3 that would have been the best first experience. Like, knowing what I know of E3 from 2009 and looking at all this, this would have been the year that I wanted to go. So, like, and I had a feeling, because in my mind, the best stuff happens when there's something that keeps me from going.
Isn't that always the way?
It is.
Like, the best concert happens when you can't go to that thing. You had plans to go,
something
popped up, you couldn't go, and then all of a sudden Sting showed up.
Yeah, or, like, they were giving out backstage passes to, like, everybody or somebody, like, you know, won $1 million or, you know, found a diamond ring on the... Something really cool happens when I am not present. And E3 this year was like, oh, Panelicious isn't coming, so let's roll out some really cool shit. That she's
they did kind of roll out the awesome, I will say. It was definitely better than 2008 and definitely better than 2009.
So, I mean...
In the general.
From the observance of other people, you know, a lot of people did not seem as impressed with Microsoft's presser this year. And the surprise victor was the person we've been dogging for the last year, Nintendo. And boy, did they come out of the gate this year.
I'll put it to you like this, okay? I was talking with Bobby Blackwolf because Blackwolf is, in fact, the motherfucking man.
I know he's the man. And he was there.
He was there. I actually saw him. We had drinks. He tried to get me to ride the bull.
You should have done it. I would have done it.
I know you would have done
all
it.
All you fans out there, if I make it to E3 next year and we are lucky
to get
invited to the Saddle Ranch, I will ride the bull. Here it is. On audio, I cannot refuse this. Sure, I'm not really drunk when I do it, or I will hurt myself. But I will ride the bull.
Did get Hamster Man to ride the bull?
He rode the bull.
He rode the bull.
Did he ride it like a champ?
He took it like a bitch. But I give him props because he rode the bull.
Okay.
But I will say, as far as the media briefings that I actually could go to versus the ones that I had to watch, the most enjoyable and most exciting announcements came out of the Nintendo camp.
You know, that makes sense, though, because, I mean, going from...
Look, they couldn't have done any worse than last year. Yeah, Vitality exactly. Sensor, are you for fucking real?
Yes, exactly. So I'm sure after 2009, they were like, God, why did we think we had a great lineup? We need to really... you know, pull one out of the hat this next year. And they did it. They did it. Like, I actually went and cleaned my Wii. Like, I got the dust of it. Because I know I'm going to be buying Wii titles.
Well, like I was saying, I was talking with Bobby Blackwolf. And, you know, he said it and couldn't say it any better. Basically, Nintendo put their dick on the table and said, oh, by the way, here's our dick. Can you measure up? No. No, really? No, because we have the biggest dick in the world. Here it is. Don't forget. We're not dead. And it's true. I mean, you look at the lineup, and I have been so surprised by it. Like, I did not expect the Kid Icarus game. I'm so glad that they made a Kid Icarus game. I want to have it now. But I was really excited. Okay, when they started the piece about GoldenEye, which they first started had these panels of people, you know, talking about how this game was like the thing that set the bar for what a shooter was gonna be. Like literally, I turned to Hamster. I was like, oh, GoldenEye, GoldenEye.
Of course,
Golden,
easy,
Golden,
because people flocked to GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64.
Okay,
like, that was the fucking game.
It was the shit, okay? I fucking love GoldenEye. So, of course, I'm like, you know, I'm like, you know, those birds in freaking Finding Nemo. Mine, 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 mine. And then when they finally played the music, like, the entire room went ape, okay? Dyed in the wool. Real, I'm doing air quotes here, journalists lost their shit as much as the gaming enthusiast media. Okay? That's how big the GoldenEye announcement was. Okay? And not to mention the Donkey Kong Country. You know, that was kind of big. Okay? Epic Mickey plays amazingly. Actually,
oh, wait, is Epic Mickey going to be an exclusive?
It's exclusive to the Wii. So all those rumors out there that are like, oh, it's going to be cross-platform. No, Nintendo said suck it. Like, I literally think that they made it just rain money on Disney Interactive. They're like, oh, no, Warren, really, here. Here's some cash. It's exclusive, right? It's exclusive.
Hey, why not?
And Warren's budget was like, yes, flick all my dollars. It's exclusive. It's only going to be on the Wii. But it also plays really well, like really, really well. It's gorgeous. It's just, if you've got a big screen, you will absolutely, and you're a Disney fan at all, like even in the smallest minute little bit, there is something in Epic Mickey for everybody. So I'm really happy for Disney Interactive, and I'm really happy for Nintendo keeping something exclusively theirs to remind people about the platform. Because, you know, we've been talking about for a year, they don't have anything I can't get anyplace else that I actually really want to play. And now that's not the case.
Well, see, we shouldn't necessarily say that because, I mean, Nintendo has had exclusive games. They were just...
That I wanted to play.
Yeah, they were just not up to par with all the other exclusive games.
Okay.
So, I mean, now...
Mario Galaxy 2, I give them credit for that. But, you know, if I have to pick between Galaxy 2 and Gears 3, Gears 3 is going to win first.
True. Galaxy?
Which, by the way... Yeah, Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, if I've got to pick between Super Mario Get, like if I'm walking into the GameStop and I've got cash money in my hand.
Wait, how much cash money?
$60.
Well, you need some tax money because there's tax on that shit. So let's say $72.
All right, let's say I got $72.29 cash money.
All right.
Okay, and I get up to the register and dude behind the bar is like, hey. You get Super Mario Galaxy 2, or, ooh, I just happen to have a copy of Gears 3 2 as well here. Which one do you want? Like, I'm literally going to look at both of those and go, Gears, thank you. And here's your money.
Here's all $72.29 of my real cash money.
Exactly. I'll be back at some point for Galaxy 2, but I'm going to leave the store with Gears 3. And it's just because the experience that I get playing games like that on the system. But it's nice to see that Nintendo hasn't forgotten that, you know what? Its core gaming audience is not 14 years old.
Or younger.
Okay? They're in their late 20s and early 30s. The ones who grew up on Game Boys and Game Boy Advances. Fucking remember the Virtua Boy. Okay? That's who's plunking down $50 a pop for games. And it seems like this year, they remembered that.
Well, kudos to you, Nintendo.
Golf clap.
You've been listening, Nintendo.
You finally listened.
It's about time.
They still need to have scones at their media briefings, though. Because coffee without something, you know, to not
to eat. Hey, at least you got to go.
Yeah, I did get to go.
Yes. So moving on. So we okay. both... We
Golden both, Sun! Just saying.
So we already
Zelda!
Know
that. Sorry.
I know! Sorry. Oh my god, Zelda!
OMG, Zelda! And it plays well, people. Okay, I will say this.
Does it play as well as Twilight Princess?
Yeah, I think it plays better than Twilight Princess, actually.
Shut up.
Yeah. It was a long, long fucking time to get in to actually play the Zelda game. But the bow and arrow thing actually works really well. It's really responsive. I know it didn't look like that from the demo. But they were having some issues. And it had nothing to do with our Wi-Fi. They were poking a joke at Apple and Steve Jobs making a joke about how everybody else's Wi-Fi was interfering with them loading a web page on previous iPhone. Anyway, I thought it was funny. But the Zelda game runs really, really sweet, pretty flawless. Like, you didn't notice any hiccups with it on the floor. And it was one of the longest lines of waiting to play something, period.
Well, of course, Zelda's been, you know.
It's fucking Zelda.
Yeah, exactly.
But it looks really good. The mechanics moving around between the different weapons. Also very seamless, very easy to do. So I think the addition of the Wii Motion Plus definitely makes the weapon usage a little bit easier to deal with than before. And it's fucking Zelda. I mean, come on, people. It's fucking Zelda.
Now, I wonder where in the Zelda timeline this game will fall. Because we already know that Zelda has a very... fluid timeline.
You gotta take some time as well as some sort of thing that can help you open up your mind space, we'll say, in order to try and string the Zelda timeline together.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see once you jump in if this is truly after Twilight Princess.
Before.
The styling very much reminds me of Twilight Princess, so I think they're close in timeline together. I just don't know if it's a true quote-unquote sequel or is in a parallel timeline.
Right.
Don't know. But we'll find out.
Hmm.
So what else you got?
So I mean,
I have so many things I could talk about. It's ludicrous.
Well, yes, but I mean,
I've talked about E3 in writing for like weeks.
I mean, out of the Nintendo Gate, I was very happy to hear about all of those things.
Okay.
I mean, coming out of PS3, though,
Sony end of the stage.
I mean,
Sony had the same food that they had last year, except they added a bunch of food trucks. So there was the taco truck. There was a cupcake truck.
There was a cupcake truck.
Yeah, they made cupcakes. And they made specialty cupcakes. So you could order like a chocolate cupcake with vanilla frosting or a red velvet cupcake with like...
Okay, shut up. I don't want to hear that.
They also had a grilled cheese truck.
Next you can tell me they had a donut truck. Do they have a donut truck?
They did not have a donut truck.
All right, then.
But they had cupcake trucks.
Did they have a cheese truck?
They had cheese plates.
Anyway, the move seemed to be one of the really big things coming out the Sony presser, and I mean Well, yes, that makes sense. I'm not saying it doesn't, and you know, I mean, I've seen pictures of it, and I was really just expecting it to be kind of like a cooler version of the Wiimote. And I mean, yes, it does have a giant glowing ball on the top, so
a big ball on the top.
Yes, so I mean, for those of us who are attracted to big balls, obviously.
Big glowing balls.
We're gonna like that. It was really funny because a little aside.
Do you like big glowing balls?
Well, what color are they glowing? Like,
well,
red,
and that's the question. Like,
red balls. No, red means
what color ball? Like, do you get a specific color ball, or does the light change the color of the ball? Like, they weren't really specific about that.
Like, I honestly think, like, if it's a game that has multiplayer and you need multiple PlayStation Move.
Who winds up with the blue ball? That's what I want to know.
Well, we already know that in most TV genres, red happens to be like the leader. I mean, going back to Power Rangers, the leader was red.
Go Power Rangers!
So, sure, red might be first player, blue, and then yellow and green are like the bastard cousins of the family. Okay. They never get their recognition.
They really don't.
Luigi,
the same thing happened in Voltron, too. It was always about the princess, and even though she was wearing a pink suit, it was powering, like, the blue lion. You're like, wait a minute. Hold the phone. You have on a pink suit. There's no pink lion. This is not fair.
Anyway. So probably red will be the primary, and then blue, and then yellow and green. I mean, that's just my thing.
Okay.
But I mean, for those of us who are attracted to big glowing things, this definitely move us into that direction.
I mean, big glowing balls.
Yes. And it was really funny because they had showed it on, I think, the morning show here. And Eshmom's like, ooh, what's that? You know, and of course I'm like, you know.
Like, the next $50 that you're spending on me.
No, I have my own job. I can buy it my damn self. I'll be like, that's the next thing I'm going to buy. most likely. But, you know, she's like, well, that looks like fun. I'm like, yes. I'm like, it's Wii, but for the PS3. And I'm like,
it's Wii,
and it's a lot more accurate. I mean, from what they've been showing of it, it does look really interesting. And it definitely looks like something that I'm going to invest in. I really kind of can't wait for this pinpoint accuracy to be trans, you know, for it to count in a game.
So I mean, here's the thing. Okay, because Sony made a...
Did you get some hands-on with the move?
I was not able to get hands-on with the move. Wasn't able to get upstairs for one of their more private interview things at Sony. But I did spend some time at their booth. Watching the demo of Move, and watching the one-to-one movement of it, I think that it is more accurate than... how the Wiimote figures out where you are.
Okay.
Okay, because the Wiimote uses triangulation. Basically, it reads the light coming out of the end of the Wiimote using your sensor bar and basically guesstimates where you are at all times. Okay, what seems to be happening with the PlayStation Move is that it's broadcasting where you are, where it is. So not necessarily where the holder is, but where the Move is every second by broadcasting out completely through that ball on the top.
Okay.
You know, whereas when you look at your Wiimote, you know, it just has that beam that's going straight as far as IR is concerned out of the top of the Wiimote. So I think that that's part of the reason why you get, you know, the better quote-unquote pinpoint tracking with the controller. What I noticed, though, with the people that were using it, that it tended to make some things more difficult.
Hmm. Really?
You know, like a golf swing. You've got to be more accurate. You know, when you play a golf game on the Wii, you know, you don't have to be really accurate as far as where you bend with your knee and how you hold your arm and if you twist your hand at all after you've quote-unquote hit the ball. Those things all matter. Those things all count with the PlayStation Move. So I think that you're definitely going to see more intricacy and more accuracy. But I think that you're just going to, at least for me, I can see that I'm going to more accurately paint myself as a horrible gamer with some types of games. I think that it will benefit first-person shooter. I think that the Move will make me a better first-person shooter.
But you don't think it will make you an overall better gamer?
It'll make it. I don't think that it will make me an overall better gamer. And I'm not convinced yet that it will. That Move will add infinitely more to my gamer experience.
Okay.
Okay. You know, they started talking about some of the games that are going to be Move enabled. You know, they showed off Killzone 3, which, you know, it looked really neat. Okay, we had to put on little 3D glasses and stuff. But I wasn't a big Killzone fan to start with, and it didn't sell me on Killzone. It sure as shit didn't sell me on Killzone in 3D.
Killzone in 3D.
Now, that being said, I think that if they could work out a couple of mechanics, games like that, like I could see a Modern Warfare game in 3D, I would be excited about.
What? Why do you have an issue with Killzone?
I didn't really enjoy Killzone.
Hmm. All right. Well, I mean, we're all entitled
to... I think when it comes to killing, I don't like killing, you know, like, aliens. Let me phrase it. It's not that I don't like killing aliens. I prefer killing human beings that are bad and have it coming to them.
As opposed to aliens?
As opposed to suspending the disbelief that I'm, you know, aliens are coming.
Well, they are coming.
No, they're not. Just like the zombie apocalypse.
No, they are real. It will happen.
Not gonna happen.
It will. I swear. And you know what? When it goes and happens, because we know that the pinnacle point is going to be DC, which is where you are in the vicinity of. I don't want to get a call and you be like, "Ah, Panda, you were right."
You liar. You would want me to call and be like, "You were right. I was wrong."
Actually, no. I'd appreciate a text because I'd hate you to be like, "You're right." And then you die, and then I never hear it.
That's the problem. Not that I would be dead or killed by zombies, but that I wouldn't be able to finish the sentence. Offense.
You'd be one of those humans that had it coming because you didn't prepare. I'm just saying. I love you, sis, but you need to prepare for the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
If not them, then the aliens.
Okay, well, anyway. So I'm not hating on Killzone. I didn't enjoy it.
All right, then.
Okay, I enjoy Modern Warfare. I fucking love Modern Warfare. Call of Duty Black Ops looks sick. It looks sick. Like, literally, it made me feel ill. But in a good way. And not just because Eminem was rapping. Well, okay, that was pretty cool. You know, Move being such a big thing, movement in general, let's say. So we can talk a little bit about Kinect now as well.
Right. Look, I know we're going that way.
Yeah, we're trending that way. I'm going to say this right now. So before E3, I said, yeah, 3D and all the Move stuff, it doesn't move me. It's, fuck it. Okay, I'm not taking that completely back, but what I will say is I've moved from fuck it to meh.
So it's moved up, but not enough. So it's moved up
the list. Okay, because there's potential. Okay, I didn't see a lot of games that, like, just floored me, but I did see one. Okay, so I'm going to say this right now. I am going to buy a PlayStation Move. The price point from Sony was really impressive. I actually expected Move to cost more.
Price point being?
So for the Move controller, if you already have a camera, one of the little eye cameras, the Move controller is $49.99.
Okay.
If you want the little nunchuck dude, and I'm calling it nunchuck because I don't know what else to call it, the second analog controller, that's going to set you back $29.99.
So for both controllers, we're looking at 60-odd bucks?
So for both controllers together, you're looking at 30 for the secondary one, 50 for the other one, so you're looking at 80 bucks.
80 bucks. Okay.
So that's not bad.
Yeah, but what if you don't have the camera?
If you don't have the camera, Sony has put together a bundle.
For?
That they're going to sell the camera, the Move controller, and their sports game for $99.99.
What about, you still have to buy the nunchuck?
That's not clear, because in the picture that they showed at the presser, they just showed the controller and the thing, and they were like, bundle! And I'm like, so you're not bundling everything in the bundle, or you are? So I'm going to do some digging up and contact my Sony person, see if I can get a little more specific about that bundle, because if it comes with both the analog controller and the Move and a game and the camera for $100, then that still is kicking ass as far as Sony's concerned.
Which is why I'm wondering about that.
Okay. So okay. I'm going to get the Move. You know, between the Sly Cooper collection, you know, I would love to play Thievius Raccoonus and be able to use the motion controller for that. Because, you know, it was one of the Sly Cooper games that had some controller issues. And yeah. I think that, you know, being rebuilt for Move, I think that could be a really, really great experience. Okay, I will more than likely pick up the Medal of Honor games, especially because they are going to be delivering, with the new Medal of Honor game, a rebuilt Medal of Honor Frontline version of the game, which will be Move-enabled, so that would be fucking cool. Because being able to pinpoint, you know, it'd be like the best version of Duck Hunt ever.
Ever, which is, I think, the selling point.
And that's where I'm at. Like, if you can make a game that looks like a Medal of Honor, but plays like Duck Hunt, I'm fucking sold. And I will give you my credit card over and over and over and over again. So I'm getting more excited about it. And Kinect, even though I'm upset that I didn't get to go to the Space Poncho show...
Space Poncho.
I don't know why I have Space Channel 5 music stuck.
I know, I was about to say.
Every time I heard Space Poncho, like, I had a vision of Ooh La La, like, trying to lead a bunch of people.
Well.
And do that dance that she does. I fucking love Space Channel 5. Anyway, so Kinect. I wasn't sold on Natal, as you know, before I left for E3. But fucking Harmonix. God, I love you guys. I really do. You're awesome. You're just awesome. They fucking sold me on it. So I played Dance Central. Have you heard about it?
Yes, I've heard about Dance Central.
Okay. So Dance Central basically uses the Kinect system and will teach you how to dance. Or at least teach you how to do dance moves. To music that you probably already either own or enjoy. It's made by the Harmonix team, designed specifically for Kinect, and it basically looks at your whole body. So music games were definitely a huge presence on the show floor. You had Just Dance 2, which was announced by Ubisoft. You had Rapstar, Def Jam Rapstar, which was in the Konami booth. They had Red Method Man come out. They did a set. Russell Simmons was there. I mean, it was insane. They had all kinds of people jumping up and rapping and shit. Then you had Rock Band 3, which, believe me, I'm getting to. You're going to want to pay attention.
I am paying attention.
Dance Central. There were just music games everywhere. DJ Hero 2, Guitar Hero, Warriors of Rock, which I'm going to have to say, of all the parties I went to, I'm sorry, Bethesda, Activision threw down the gauntlet this year. It's just craziness. It was straight up craziness. But Dance Central basically watches your entire body. And the tutorial first walks you through all the different moves that are going to be performed in whatever song that you're about to dance to. And because it uses Kinect, it watches the whole body. Whereas just Dance only watches the hand, really, that the Wiimote is in. So that's the only place you really have to be accurate.
Okay.
Okay. With Dance Central, your whole body has to be accurate. And they have a really neat mechanic where if something is off, so let's say that you're doing a bounce step. If you're not bouncing in time right with, let's say, your left leg, on screen it'll actually highlight your leg in red to let you know that this is the area that's off. And it will explain how it's off, either by tempo or not high enough is a lift or anything like that.
Okay.
You also have some interesting mechanics that go on as you do the routine. And so I played the game about four different times. I did Glang Lang by MIA. I did Funky Town by Lips Incorporated. I did Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe. And there was something else because they were doing four songs. And so I did one other song. I can't remember what it was. I think it was a No Doubt song. But what happens as you perform really well, you go the background that you start in with, which is kind of like an ordinary day type background. Like one song, we were in a cafeteria in a high school, and we had a little backup dancers or whatever. The backgrounds will then start changing into like a nightclub-y type scene as you start performing really well. You get up points for how many flawlesses you do, recoveries that you do. And there's also a neat little freestyle moment where once you hit a break in a song, all the character art disappears and the system starts watching you and you're kind of filled with like tie-dye images and you basically get to do your own little dance for a little while. And then right before it breaks back into the song and breaks back into the character art, you actually get floated a video of what you just did at double speed.
Ooh, okay.
So it's a neat little mechanic to have, especially if you have some friends over playing with you, to really get everyone involved and be like, oh, look at that move that you busted out right before you get back into doing your dancing. It has difficulty levels, just like Rock Band games do. And so the more that you step up the difficulty, the more that you have to do things in quick pace, the more on point you have to be with your steps and how much space that you end up having to move. I got to tell you right now, it's a workout, but they trick you into the workout.
Well, that's
my buns are still burning.
Manipulation is the best way to fit.
You know, and the thing is, that was another thing that was really prevalent at a lot of the pressers and a lot of the booths, you know, using motion to do fitness things. Because let's face it, as a nation, we all know we're fat.
Yep, okay? America is
we're
fat.
We're big, we're chunky, we're fat Americans.
Yep,
but I found it interesting that, like, EA and Ubisoft were, like, in your face, here's how you get into shape, you fat fuckers. We're going to scan your body so you're going to see just how fat you are. And then we're going to talk to you, and we're going to tell you when you're fucking up to tell you to not fuck up so you can not be fat. And I'm just like, I don't know. This kind of makes me already feel bad about myself. But Dance Central is just like, oh, I love that MIA track. And you're like, I'm going to get down. Galang, galang, galang. Galang, galang, galang. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, damn. My butt is burning. My back of my thighs hurt, too. So I got to tell you, I'll be honest, there are a lot of people that are talking about a lot of games, okay? Gears 3, oh my god, yes, it looks sick, okay? Blah, 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 Ice-T is in it. Ah! Okay, fine. But I honestly, for me, for the stuff that I actually got hands-on with, which, by the way, I did get hands-on with Assassin's Creed. I'll talk to you about that in a couple seconds, too. Dance Central is actually my game of the show.
Really?
Yeah, I think that it uses a new technology in a great way that is definitely, you know, innovative, and I think could be really beneficial for a lot of people. I think there's going to be a lot of white people that are going to find their rhythm because of this game. They're going to find
the good because there's a lot
they're
of
gonna
them
be, they're going to be able to at least do.
Hey! No, we can't just say certain people. Anyone who is attaining to find better rhythm.
For those who are stuck on 1 and 3, you're going to be able to find 2 and 4.
Yay.
How about that?
Yes. I would put my name behind that.
Okay. I think it's really going to happen. So, and Rock Band 3 is just bananas. I love you, Activision. I really do. I'm going to buy DJ Hero 2. I'm going to talk about that too, but Guitar Hero just wins. Let me say that sentence again. Andre, you're going to have to head out. I love you, Activision, but, and I'm going to buy DJ Hero 2 because I'm invested in it. I think it's a great game. I enjoy it. But Rock Band 3 just takes all the... all to school. Like, seriously. So, sat in on the demo. I was having a hard time getting back from Sony, so I missed my original appointment. But thank you, Reverb. They were able to work me in later in the day. So I got the last demo of the day, and they were a little hurried, but John Drake, you did an awesome job, and I heart you too in your little plaid shirt. It's sexy. It's just sexy. So the guitar that we all have been seeing associated with Rock Band 3, you know, the red Stratocaster?
Yes.
That's not the official Rock Band Stratocaster. That's actually Mad Cat's new pro Stratocaster. You know, the one with all the buttons on the frets?
Yes.
The official Rock Band one is all string all the way.
Oh my gosh.
And it's all string all the way because, as we learned while watching the demo, at any point in time, you just plug it into an amp, it's an actual electric guitar.
Holy moly.
So they built a electric guitar that you can use as a MIDI controller or a Rock Band controller. As opposed to building a Rock Band controller that you could use as a guitar. They just built a guitar that you could use the other way around. The Pro Mode is sick, okay? And you will be able to play Pro Mode, which basically has you hitting the strings in the right proper chord area on the entire fret neck, even on easy, anybody will be able to pick it up. Because what they've done is the string sections are now numbered.
Okay.
So you'll know that you have to play, you know, the second string in the 5 area and the 4th string in the 4 area. And it will actually highlight. So you'll be able to see with this ribbon where your hands are, where you're holding down strings, and where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
For your strum.
Interesting. Well, for now, those people who are dying to learn how to play guitar, this seems
you'll be able to. And there'll actually be training modes in there that will help you better do chords for the drum trainer now. Actually, the cymbals will be mapped appropriately for the kit.
Okay.
So, you know, depending upon how much time you want to throw down, you could actually learn some great fundamentals of playing guitar, bass, or drums in Rock Band 3. Or you could just rock out and play Bohemian Rhapsody with 3-part harmony and a keyboard. And the keyboard works really well as well. The keyboard that they had, which was the Mad Cat's prototype, when you're playing the Pro Mode, the keys actually raise up a little bit. So you don't necessarily have to look down to see where you're supposed to be. You can kind of feel, because they'll be a little bit more raised than the other keys, what area of the keyboard you're supposed to be in. And so you really just have to keep your mind on, okay, do I need to be spread apart, 2 white keys, or do I need, you know, a black key and a white key in this area and in this area? So you can definitely do that, or you can roll it back to hard and get out of Pro Mode and just rock it really hard. I love the fact that you don't necessarily have to buy the keyboard peripheral to play the keyboard parts. You can use a guitar. You can use your existing Rock Band guitar, or, you know, guitars from games that are not Rock Band to play the keyboard pieces so that when you plug in a guitar, it actually gives you the option of playing guitar, pro, or keys on the guitar.
Oh, okay.
So you don't necessarily have
to... But you know everybody wants to play the keyboard.
Dude, you gotta get it. You can.
They want the pro riff.
Dude, you can either put the keyboard on a table, on your lap, on a stand, or you can strap it on so you can go totally keytar with that shit.
You can strap it on?
Yeah, you can strap it on.
Okay. The
Harmonix will let you strap it on.
All right, then.
Yeah, I said that. I was really impressed. I think the song lineup is great. The fact that you could roll in your previous DLC and your previous music into this game really does give it the most amazing lineup. I think they said that by the time the thing launches that you'll have over 2,000 songs, you know, if you bought everything that was available as DLC and brought over all the on-disc music, over 2,000 songs available at launch. I mean, that's a massive, massive lineup of music.
Hmm.
So I really think that MTV Games Harmonix really came to play, and they really put a lot of effort into this game. It's really obvious that they're going for the full experience for the user, and I think that they can deliver it.
Well, then I guess we're just gonna have to. So when will that be out there for us to
holiday? Celebrate.
Well then, so yeah. We just have to wait for Santa or your mom or a guardian or yourself if you are your own Santa.
I sometimes am my own Santa, but I'm never my own grandpa.
Well, good.
Yeah, because then I'd have a lot of explaining to do.
Yes, you would, to a lot of different people. So we'll just have to wait till the holiday quarter to get our fangs into it.
Yeah. It'll be dope. It'll be dope. Also dope. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh. Elaborate, sister. Okay. Elaborate on the brother.
You got hands on with this one.
Okay.
I waited 45 minutes in the line to do so because Ezio, he deserves that kind of respect. Right? He's just that awesome. The multiplayer is solid. Okay? It really, really, truly is solid. The build that we were playing on the PlayStation 3, it was really easy to start a campaign. We had, I think it was like 7 or 8 different types of characters to choose from. And basically the mode that we were playing allowed you to see in the top right corner who you had been contracted to kill. So it's basically deathmatch. You go in, you kill your target, you try not to be killed, because at the same time that you're going after a target,
someone's going after you.
Exactly. Or multiple people are coming after you. Okay? That's the thing that really takes a while to understand, is that there's not just one person coming after you. Depending upon how good or how bad you are, there may be multiple people coming after you. And the entire stage is filled with NPCs that look identical to all the player types that have been picked to play deathmatch. So you may be walking into a pile of, let's say, courtesans.
And one of them is
One of them is your target.
Right.
Okay? And the only way that you can tell your target is an indicator that's at the bottom of the screen. But at the same time, you also have to be flashing for when it says that a pursuer is on your case. Because you get points for how successful you hide and run away from them before they kill you. You get points for how well you chase after them if you're on their tail and knock them out and kill them.
So wait, could you kill your pursuer and then go for your target?
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't kill civilians. I learned that. It's the hard way. Because then you get slowed down and your pursuer catches you all the time.
If you kill a civilian?
If you kill too many civilians. Because then you become infamous. And so you can't blend in with anybody.
Right, because they know you kill people.
Yes. Yes, which makes you stand out even more.
Right.
It looks just like the previous game, which isn't a bad thing, because I thought that Assassin's Creed 2 was gorgeous. You start off in your castle, you know, in your area, doing pretty well, about to make some sweet, sweet loving to this chick, and then your place gets bombarded by some cannonballs.
Cannonballs?
So, yeah, yeah. Some fucker has wound up getting the orb.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the staff. And now wants to take out all your friends and your family. He kills your uncle right in front of you. You catch a bullet. That's how the preview trailer ends. You're like, son of a bitch! So you gotta get all the assassins. This is basically gonna be like the battle between the assassins and the Templars. There are more Templars coming out of the woodwork.
I thought we killed most of the Templars.
Yeah, we thought wrong.
Okay.
There are more. Okay, evidently we gotta go after the Borgia again.
Oh boy.
But it looks really good. I have to say that it seems that Ubisoft has really focused on the mechanics that worked well for them in Assassin's 2 and have rolled those over into Brotherhood. I find it interesting, though, that they don't call Brotherhood Assassin's 3. So it's like, is this the interim thing before the third one, which will end it?
Like, I wonder why they're calling it Brotherhood, because, I mean, at first...
Well, Brotherhood because of the multiplayer... And that you have the ability to have multiple types of assassin types you work with in the game, okay, they're putting more emphasis on the co-player and multiplayer options.
Okay.
Because there is co-op.
Okay.
And so they really wanted to stress, hey, this is a shared experience, Assassin's Creed. You can run through it single player, but you will have some co-op things that will happen in that gameplay.
Right. Okay.
In my heart, I really want to call it Assassin's 3, though.
Well, you can't, because that's not what it is.
But I want to.
Don't do it.
I want to do it.
Don't do it.
But I want to do it. Okay, and finally, on the Sony side of things, I just have to say it because it makes me happy in my soul, Twisted Metal.
Oh, Twisted Metal.
Okay. David Jaffe is, like, my king. He's one of my heroes. And when they rolled out in that van, I was so, so happy. Like, my soul squeed just a little bit. It was like, squee! On the inside. Because I love, love, love Twisted Metal. And when they were showing some of the gameplay, you know, there are airplanes now in the new game, and just firing missiles, just blowing shit up. You know how I feel about games where I just get to blow shit up. I love it. I love it. And I love it because of Twisted Metal. It was really, really fluid what they were showing off, even though I was in the high, 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 high balcony. But what I love was the deathmatch mode, which was kind of like a capture the flag mode.
Right.
Okay, and so basically the goal was to get to the other team's turret and capture their team leader. Okay, when you capture the team leader, like they captured Sweet Tooth, okay, you end up dragging them behind your vehicle. Each team has a rocket launcher that's set to put a rocket basically in the face of their team mascot that's flying high above the city.
Okay.
In order to blow it up, you've got to get the team leader to your team's missile launcher, okay? You've got to hold them there long enough for the missile launcher to actually, like, transform into this, like, beast from hell compactor thing. So you've got to have your teammates defending you to keep the other team from getting their leader back. If you can successfully do that, you basically sacrifice the team leader into the grinder piece of this thing. It straps on to a missile. The missile, then you launch and you have to guide it without it being shot down by the other team into the team's mascot to win.
This sounds
so it's just carnage all over the place.
Yeah, but Twisted Metal has always been like that.
I know, and I can't wait. But I have to. Because they go through all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, please say Holiday. Please say Holiday 2010. Please say Holiday 2010. And like, coming in 2011. I was like, my soul just died a little.
But you know it's coming.
I know, but it's in 2011.
It's like when we first saw Twisted Metal, it was like a guy. Like, he wasn't overly hot or smoking, but he was on his way. So now we separated, we went off to college, he's coming back, and he's like, he's ready.
Fine.
So, I mean, yeah, exactly. So we can wait a little bit longer because that maturity...
I don't know. I can't wait for them. I don't necessarily have to wait for the maturity. That could happen along the way.
Well, not in this case. You don't get the option.
Sigh. Anyway, Twisted Metal looks sick. It just looks sick. Like, I really feel like this year was a year where there were lots of really good announcements. And there wasn't a whole lot that was announced at the Sony presser that I wasn't aware of. Okay? I think Twisted Metal was about the only thing that they mentioned at the Sony briefing that I was not aware of. Like, you know, I knew Killzone 3 was coming. We all knew about Little Big Planet 2. I mean, it looks freaking adorable. And as far as things that were, you know, exciting, we all know about Birth by Sleep. Okay. Kevin Butler for president, obviously, if you saw his speech at all, during the Sony briefing, then you know, you just know that Kevin Butler is the truth. But, you know, the same thing can be said about the Ubisoft meeting. There really wasn't much there that they announced that, you know, I wasn't aware of in some shape or form that was crazy exciting. Although ending on just the screen of Michael Jackson. You're just like, okay, well, but what about Michael Jackson? Okay, we get you're making a game, but, like, is it, like, a SingStar game? Is it, like, a Just Dance Michael Jackson? Like, what are we doing here? And they're like, nope, we're not saying. We're just going to put some dancers on the stage and just realize you two will be able to do what they're doing at some point in time. Michael Jackson! And you're just like, I don't. But I need more information. You can't just be like, look over here, Michael Jackson. He's just like, I don't, what? Wait, what? And I think it's really funny that Ubisoft had a game that uses a vitality sensor.
I know. So it's like, how are you
It looked really today? Pretty. It was like, breathe in, breathe out. Energy looks really gorgeous. And it could actually do a lot to, like, you know, relax people, but I just don't see, like, people cramming vitality sensors into their pocketbooks to take to work.
Okay, cramming them into their pocketbooks, right.
Well, come on now.
Well, we already know for a true, accurate reading of your vitals, they gotta shove shit up your pooper.
Into poop hole.
Yep.
That's where it has to go.
Yeah.
If you want to be accurate.
Yes, like 99.99% accurate.
It's got to go in the butt.
So, yes.
But that's not where the vitality sensor goes.
I know.
That would be bad. I don't want a vitality suppository. Ew. But, you know, I think the biggest thing was the Microsoft name change, which if you follow Twitter, you do about the day before the announcement. And, you know, I definitely think that there was a lot more energy and a lot more excitement at this year's E3.
Right.
Okay. The Nintendo booth was packed all the time. You know, the Castlevania game, it looked okay, but how can it be Castlevania if your lead weapon is not a whip?
Good point.
I mean, come on. Seriously, people. As you'll hear from Hamster Man, there's a new Harry Potter game that's a third-person shooter.
What?
No, I'm sorry, first-person shooter.
Isn't it like a wizarding game where you...
Well, I think that's fire most... your wand.
Yes.
So, like, the camera perspective is over his shoulder, and you fire spells with the wand.
Expelliarmus.
Yeah, so It's a first-person shooter.
Wow. Yeah. Dare I say it's going to be magical?
No, you don't dare say that, actually. Oh. At all. You got Sims 3 coming to console again. You know, for some people, that's exciting that there's a Sims game that's going to happen on a console. Those of us who are tired of their computers overheating on their laps and lighting them on fire, for instance, will be excited about that. DJ Hero will allow you to use a microphone so you can have, you know, multiple people playing. You can run two turntables and a microphone. Yeah, I know. I went there. So music games definitely have it all really big. There's a bigger showing at the Indiecade, which is always great to see. Whenever you go out to an event, you always want to see really strong, great games coming from independent vendors, which is cool. You know, so that was really nice to see. I didn't really spend a lot of time over at EA, just because EA doesn't really like us much. I don't know why. We're really nice people, so we'll have to work on that. But I will say that E3 2010 was really exciting. I'm so glad that I got to go. There were lots of great, great games on the floor, a lot that we didn't get to. You know, Pac-Man's celebrating his anniversary this year.
Yep.
And there's a new pack. Yep, new pack games on the way, which I think is really cool. The Sonic game, I'm going to say it. It looked tight. Sonic 4, I'm going to say
what?
It.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't look like shit.
Really?
Yeah, like really.
Oh, my God, I'm getting the tingle.
Yeah, you should be tingling right about now.
I am tingling right now.
Okay. E3 2010, it was tight. It was tight. I can't even lie. You know? The parties were great. The information was great. The games that were announced really, on the whole, were great. You know, you start running down through it, and the only thing I was having a hard time getting with was the 3D. Because like I said, I changed my opinion, and I'm moving more towards the positive on the motion stuff. 3D, I'm not sold on yet.
Really?
Yeah,
a lot of people seem to be going apeshit for this 3DS. And I mean, from what they were showing, I mean, I'm definitely interested. But I mean, people seem to be really hyped about that.
Here's the thing: I did not get hands on with a 3DS while I was there. I had a hard time finding a bitch that had one strapped to her. Even though Nintendo said there's like 100 of those hoes, I didn't see any of them. I know they were bopping around Nintendo's booth. I think Hamster Man actually was able to get hands on. But here's the thing. I wasn't clamoring for 3D experiences before E3.
So what?
I'm not clamoring for them now. Okay. I think it's an interesting idea being able to pull off 3D without needing glasses. Because if 3D is going to be successful, it has to be without glasses. Nobody's going to want to invest family-wide at 35 and up a pop for glasses to watch Wheel of Fortune in 3D.
In 3D.
Okay. So I definitely tip the hat to Nintendo for working on a system that would allow 3D to happen without the need for glasses. Okay. I give it that to you. Good on you, sir.
But I really was not
excited about 3D gaming before, period. You know, it's not the immersive experience, and we've talked about this, that I want out of a video game. Come and talk to me when you build a fucking holodeck. Otherwise, I'm happy with my games the way that they are in the TV that they're in now, because I don't want to go out and have to buy a new fucking TV that's 3D capable. And glasses.
Lots of money.
And games that are 3D enabled. But Hamster Man seemed to think that it was pretty solid, and
it
I trust his judgment.
It was fantastic.
But, on the mobile tip, I'm not sold on it. Like, I play more games on my smartphone than I do on my current DSi, which I have, or my PSP. Sure. And it's because I prefer not having to carry around too many additional devices and additional cartridges. Okay? And we really couldn't get a good enough look at the 3DS to figure out whether or not it uses cartridge or if it's download title or what.
Well, I mean, if they decide to do download title, obviously, if they look at the progress of the PSP Go, and please note my sarcasm when I say progress, that they will know not to do what Sony did.
So I'm just not sure. And then, you know, during the moment where they started showing off the 3DSs, they also talked about 3D movies being available, and they were showing a couple of trailers, like DreamWorks How to Train Your Dragon and two other.
I know how to drain a dragon.
Oh, I don't even want to respond to that.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't. I'm just going to pretend like
acknowledge
I,
it. You are
I,
not.
No.
Yes, you.
I
did.
Know nothing. But you know, 3D movies. I was talking with Ham about this. I was like, so how are they going to do that? Like, how are they going to deliver that? Are we going to go back to cartridges? Because, you know, delivering movies on cartridges worked so well for Sony when they were doing movies on UMD. I'm like, I don't think that people are clamoring for 3D movies on the go.
I don't think so either.
You know, I
do well.
Personally, I only end up seeing a 3D version of a movie in the movie theater if I could get into the regular version.
Well, I mean, unless it's Avatar. I mean,
no, I didn't even see Avatar in 3D because I wanted to enjoy it.
Oh, well, Esh Mom saw it in 3D. She was trying to get me to do it, and I was like, no, I'm already disoriented by James Cameron. I don't need to.
Cameron is distracting enough.
Yes.
Exactly. I don't need his 3D technology.
No 3D for Panda.
You know, but I think that's not the big deal. I hope 3D dies so we can get back to actually spending some time on some real innovation. Where the fuck is Smell-O-Vision? I just want to know what happened. Where Smell-O-Vision went.
Could you imagine just how potentially bad that could be? Every war game would smell like death.
I know. It would smell like ass.
It would, yes. And then the Raven Rabin games would just make people want to puke all the time.
Exactly. So maybe people would stop buying them.
So that's why.
See, this is where I'm going. You're weeding out the games, okay? If a
oh my god, if
game smelled like death and ass, people wouldn't glorify.
Yeah, exactly.
Violence. See,
but everyone would be playing Cooking Mama because it would smell good.
Exactly.
Oh my god, Nintendo should have jumped on that.
Do you see where I'm going with this? Like, that would be an innovation.
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah. You'd have people like making Picnic Hero.
Maybe.
You're like
Top Chef. Oh my god, actually, I would play that game.
I would play that game.
I would play an Iron Chef game.
All right, so let's talk about the last bit of hardware we should probably talk about, the one that made me really upset. So Microsoft came out with a new Slim Xbox 360.
Okay.
They gave one away to everyone that they invited out to the Cirque du Soleil show. I was not invited to that show, so I did not get a new Slim Xbox 360. Supposedly, they're in stores as we speak. To you right now, on Monday, here's my thought. Microsoft has made it impossible for these systems to red ring because there's no red lighting system in the box.
So
it doesn't mean that it can't fail. It just means you won't get a red ring of death because there are no red lights in the box at all.
Well then, that's one step in the direction. I guess, maybe.
So they can absolutely say that it is red ring proof. Because there's no...
What a way to eliminate the problem. It will just be called the...
Supposedly it is re-engineered. They spent a lot of time on the heating system and cooling system. So supposedly this box isn't supposed to overheat as much. Okay. Which would be a good thing for them. Because they need all the positive press that they can get. The sucker's got built-in Wi-Fi, which is a good thing, so you don't have to, necessarily run cable all over your place. And it is 802.11n Wi-Fi compatible. So for all those people that are running Apple systems at home and have a airport base station, the new Slim will be able to run on the faster throughput network, which would make your frags happen faster. Okay. You'll be able to stream movies faster. You'll be able to do it in 1080p.
Ooh, 1080p.
You know, that's kind of cool. Okay? You know, the sucker will already have the port in the back. So you'll be able to pop and connect. For those of us on the older systems, we're going to have to get a little connection kit in order to connect the Kinect to it. You get a wireless controller and a headset, as usual. It comes with a 250 gig hard drive. You know, so I mean, it works. It's all cool.
Right.
$299. So, I mean, not a bad price. But because it is slimmer and the design is changed, you know, your face plates and shit like that aren't going to work on it. So you're going to want to, you know, give like Jelliskins a week to come up with some new...
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they already are working on it.
I'm sure they are. So, I mean, it definitely looks meaner. It kind of reminds me of an Alienware box, actually.
Which might be the direction they were going in.
It's very possible. I think it's a direct rip of one of the Alienware towers.
Anyway.
Wait, tapers on the side and vents. Look, I'm all for Xboxes that don't red ring.
Have you ever had one red ring?
Yeah. I've had my box replaced twice.
I haven't.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Ever.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Eat.
It again. You fucking suck. I've had my box replaced twice. I've had to send it off to Texas. That's why I've had so many different skins on my Xbox, because I always end up having to rip them off when I have to send it down to Texas.
Oh, I see.
So I'm not looking forward to having to sending another one down to Texas, but if it happens, I'll probably pick up a Slim. Because I do want Kinect. Okay, Dance Central.
Wait, can Kinect not be on a
normal? It can, but you're going to have to buy an additional kit to connect it, because it'll have to be directly connected to the wall.
Right.
You have one of the older systems.
Oh, okay.
The newer systems have the Kinect port built directly into them.
Okay.
So the Slims have it built in for the Kinect kit bar thing.
Yes, well, some of us don't have the... won't be
$300!
No, that's not my issue.
What's your issue then?
We know what my issue is.
I don't know what your issue is.
I wouldn't be able to recover my gamer tag onto the new box because it's still fucked up and no one wants to help me with that still.
You know, I told you you freaking hit Nelson.
I told you. I have gone out of my way. I have
said no. This is your shit. You need to contact Nelson.
What is he going to do?
Put you in touch with the nice people at Xbox Support that'll actually fix your shit. I told you, you should hit up Xbox Support on Twitter. That's where they push everybody now. If you actually want shit to get solved, that's not getting solved the regular way. Hit up the Twitter
group. They don't seem to like to help me out.
Well, hit the Twitter group. Fuck the people on the email. We're not even sure that they read English anyway. So here's the deal. Here's what it all breaks down to. Okay? If you don't have an Xbox 360 right now, do yourself a favor, get a Slim. Because there's a shit ton of things that are going to go down. I think, personally, that Dance Central is going to be a killer app for a Kinect. I really
do. I think so, too.
You know, the sports game looked cute. The pet thing where you can, like, you know, pet a tiger and, like, his fur moves. That's adorable. But Dance Central is addictive. It's like dance crack.
Okay. It is dance crack.
Once you try it, you can't stop. And you won't stop.
It's like Pringles for dancing.
It's like...
Once you pop, you can't stop locking.
It's true. Okay, so do yourself that favor. If you like pina coladas... No. If you like playing anything right now on your PlayStation 3. You will probably need to pick up Move. It's only a $50 investment. There are going to be a lot of games that are going to add Move support to them. I think that Move is probably going to be better than some of the motion control stuff on the Nintendo Wii. I think that Nintendo, you know, like they did with Rumble, that they created the idea. They brought it to market. And I think Sony's going to do it a little bit better.
I think so too, actually.
As far as that kind of movement with buttons. But I think out of all of them, I think Nintendo's I think that Microsoft's going to walk away being the big winner because they've got the bigger multiplayer audience. And I don't care what it is you're doing. It comes down to, can you do multiplayer? Is it fun? Is it inventive? Is it easy to jump into? Because I still don't think Sony knows what the fuck they're doing with PlayStation Plus. They had to announce it, but they're not even sure what they're doing with it. And that's a bad place to be.
Yep, especially when you have to announce it.
Yep.
Because you know people got questions.
Yep, and you're like, Adam, it's going to be something. We'll give you some DLC and...
DLC for what?
It's pending. It's pending. But we'll have DLC that you'll get, you know, for your $50 a year. And what was really funny was they were like, you know, originally PlayStation was like, yeah, it sucks that you got to pay $50 a year to have an online experience where you can get, you know, game demos and video insights and journals and stuff like that. That's bullshit. You got to pay $60 a year or $50 a year for that. So what do they do the following year? They come out with a system where if you pay them $50 a year, they'll give you access to game demos early, DLC early, and you'll get Core, which is their digital video magazine. I'm just like, didn't you say that was a suck-ass move last year, and now you're doing it? So does that mean that you're a bunch of suck-asses, or...
Hey, if we're gonna play the suck-ass route, the whole motion thing was initially Nintendo's deal, and aren't they both sucking on that teat right now?
Sony is about to make bank. Sony and Microsoft are about to make bank off of Nintendo's tit.
Yep. So, I think it's just a sucker, you know, incentivized.
The whole E3 2010, sucker ass shit all the way around.
Yeah, more or less. That's what I think.
But awesome.
Yes, nonetheless.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much what we got. Do you have anything that you dig? For shit I dig?
Actually, I do have something.
Oh, my God. What do you dig?
Yes. Well, because, you know, I'm always trying to find new places to find information in the industry.
Right.
I mean, you know, being a part of the blogosphere, that's kind of where we get our strengths from.
True. And soon to be print magazine. Don't forget that shit. Go ahead.
Well, yes, that will also help. So, I mean, I've actually kind of stumbled across a smallish blog.
Okay.
By Femiels, who write very well, by the way.
Okay. All right. I'm listening.
And it's called aestheticallypleasing.com.
Okay.
So go there, read these articles. Listen to what's going on. Because, once again, we have found other Femiels who know what they're talking about, who are standing up for us gamers who happen to have the boobies.
Are you trying to say females?
Femiels. Yes, femiels. I really like their vibe, and I just dig it. I mean, they're still very new. I mean, I did have a talk with the main constructor on that, and she's awesome. We were debating about Gears 3 and how when that comes out, we're going to totally rock it in beast mode, which we totally are when that happens. And, it's going to go down. But I mean, you know, brand new, you know, just started in September. So they've been around for a while, but they're still very young. So, you know, support other blogospheres. Support us. Please. So I dig them. So you should go check them out at Aesthetically Pleasing. And that's two E's and a Z.com. Totally dig it.
Okay, we'll make sure that we put a link in the... notes so that people go to the right site.
Yes, we will. We'll do that. So is there any shit you dig?
There's a lot of shit I dig, but I'm pretty much just going to sum it up by saying harmonics. I just dig harmonics.
Oh, I know something else you should dig, not dying in the riot.
Yeah, I mean, that just, I thought, went without saying, because the riot was stupid. And it happened, like, literally right in front of my hotel, which is the reason why I didn't go to the Scott Pilgrim party, which still pisses me off. But as far as shit I dig, on the positive tip, I'm just going to say harmonics. So as always, you got to hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi, that's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce into the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can subscribe.
Make sure that you do the subscription. That way, each and every Monday, you'll get brand new, fresh eshness in your inbox, ready for you to listen to, you know, when you don't want to be listening to your boss.
And if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into your, you know, any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But also be looking out for great shows coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. You want to make sure that you're checking out all of the other stuff that we're doing from the land of Esh. That includes the BostonBastardBrigade.com with their new podcast episodes that go out on Tuesday. Then you got to go over to GeekAgro.com on Wednesday and get a brand new episode of their podcast, which is co-hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. We've got stuff on Twitter. We got stuff on Facebook. We got stuff on Flickr and YouTube. We are all over the internet, and make sure that you're watching the websites, because we will be putting out for sale issue number one of the Electric Sisterhood magazine very soon. You will be able to cop that. Make sure that you do, because we'll be really happy if you do.
I think it's worth the price point.
More than the price point, but we're going to give it to you over a break because you're family.
Because we love you.
So you're going to get the family discount.
Yay!
Tell your friends.
Woo!
It's going down, Land of Esh. So with that, I'm going to say I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here until next time.
Peace, people.
E3!